chambers, and strange and frightening sounds echo through the halls whenever candlelights flicker where the air is deathly still. That is the time when
the perfect pour is gonna get you.
Oh, I see what you did there.
I was waiting for the whole thing.
We can do the whole thing.
Oh, no, no. Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks.
It's the spookiest craft beer show.
Oh, my gosh.
The spookiest.
Woo! I'm
Welcome,
Mikey.
Foolish mortals.
That's Nick.
I'm Matt. Nick.
There's Matt.
The ghostly Matt.
He's very ghostly. And Louie is roaming around. And we are here to talk about beer. Over the next couple hours, we're going to be doing some beer releases to look out for. We're going to talk about the hottest beer this week.
Yes.
There is a beer this week that has taken over the Instagram of the beer geekdom. And I'll tell you about it and look it out for if these guys don't before that.
Is it Pliny?
Oh, it's not Pliny.
Oh.
Oh, it is on fire.
Unfiltered Pliny.
Ooh.
Milkshake Pliny.
When's that unfiltered Pliny gonna happen? Milkshake Pliny. Oh my god. It'd be so good. It'd be terrible, but also so good.
That's terrible.
Horrible.
Session Pliny.
So hang out with us. Hang out with us, will you?
That's all they're gonna do is just make six different Plinys.
Yeah. And then they're gonna release Plinys. A variety mix pack for Christmas.
Oh, Pliny mix pack.
They're gonna call it the Pliny Bunch.
They're messing up if they're not.
Oh. You're welcome, Russian River. All your marketing.
The Pliny.
The thing is they don't need any marketing. They still have a giant facility now. They still can't make enough beer. So,
oops. Well, City Beer Store seems to have no trouble getting.
Your City Beer Store has a whole door. Oh, just a Pliny door.
So, I mean, I know that they're. That's kind of like my
San Francisco.
That's kind of like a breed. It's like, is it kind of culture? Is it kind of something? But it's like most places they get a case or two. It seems like they at least got four or five to do that whole door.
Yeah.
Did the old zoom in maybe to make sure it wasn't just a facade, right?
How many rows deep is it?
$100 bill on top of a stack of ones.
Maybe they have a matte painting of Pliny's behind the Pliny bottles. So it's really just like, it's like 12 bottles. Mm-hmm. But it just looks like, it's like the Millennium Falcon in Return of the Jedi.
But I mean, that brings up a good question. Is it? I understand that they're going to make more beer, and it would make sense with all their barrel-aged things and more wild ales and specialties. It makes sense to do more of those, but like keep something like Pliny still relatively limited. Because if like the Whole Foods in Oakland got, you know, like four cases, would they sell out of that between batches?
Not if they hide it by the seafood counter.
Because, well, yeah. Kind of
try to pair it.
It's closer to the bathrooms.
Season. Yeah.
Hey, can I put the liquor guys like, can I put these stack of these beers next to your seafood case? What? Don't put that piece of shit next to my fucking salmon.
But I mean, just think about it. All the places.
Why you got to single out the salmon?
All the places that had a sign that, you know, it'd be like, oh, one per customer. We only get a limited amount. It's like, now what if they all get four cases each? Is that,
damn it,
is it going to ruin it?
Nope. We're never going to get any of it, so it doesn't matter.
Go grind some fresh peanut butter and pick up some Pliny.
Or what if Whole Foods does a store-to-store transfer? Like, I don't send it for us. No, I don't care.
Years ago, that happened at our Whole Foods. There was Pliny at our Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't happen anymore.
Transfer by.
Get out of here.
Doesn't have any more.
Get out of here.
Ooh. Oh,
Louie's already annoying everyone.
Licking elbows and taking names.
Oh, I've just discovered our sound bites are not plugged in properly.
I love gold.
Louie's worried about it.
Thanks, Louie, the sound tech. Ooh. New beer to the show. I've already had it, but whatever.
What? Oh, is that why you're donating it to us?
Yeah.
Oh, are we the needy this year?
Mm-hmm. Virgin out of the San Diego area. Virgin Beer Company, Nelson Takes Flight.
That's the Nelson Nose, the Nelson Nels that I want.
Friend of mine muled this up for me.
Whoa.
He paid for it. I didn't, so.
You have friends?
Yeah.
You'll get an invoice.
Cheers to Derek. Yeah, I'll get an invoice.
Okay, so this is good, but it's a little too soft on the palate. If you have a Nelson IPA, it can be a little bit higher IBUs.
Maybe 10 to 15. Boys.
You want some more bitter? Is that what you're talking about?
This is how I feel about every hazy beer.
Yeah. No, I mean, the Nelson hop is beautiful in there, but I wish there was a little bit more bitterness. That's my only complaint.
I don't know if I do. I had this, about a week and a half ago, and I like it better now than I did a week and a half ago. So
The tannins have settled.
The tannins are tannining properly.
The tannining booth.
To me, here's an analogy. Like, a couple of years ago, you wouldn't push somebody in the pool because they probably had a cell phone in their pocket. Well, now everybody has waterproof cell phones, so it just doesn't matter.
I know. Don't push me in the pool.
iPhone 5 here, guys, yeah. Just so you know, yeah. iPhone 5.
You have to do every pool party. I'm like, guys, everyone, listen up. Guys, I got an iPhone 5, okay?
Not waterproof.
So I'm going to be walking around the pool. Actually, iPhone 5.
You got a 7, which is waterproof. 3 meters
for 30
doesn't
matter. You're not going to know that. He's going to disclaim that he's got a fire.
And it's in a life-proof case.
You know, it's going to be in my pocket. Are you going to be able to look at the lining in my pocket and be like, I think that's looks a, like 7.
The edge profile, it's a little soft.
Nicky's lying. He's full of shit. He's got a 7.
In the pool.
Just wants the attention.
In the pool.
Push him in.
Get in the pool.
No.
So that's what this beer is to me. It's just kind of like... Oh, it doesn't matter.
It's the iPhone 5 of the party?
No.
This beer's an iPhone 5.
It's, okay. It's the other way. It's like...
Gotcha.
I've got the Google phone with the new screen.
This is the guy that goes to the party and goes, I don't care if you push me in the pool. My phone's waterproof.
Whatever, bad.
That's the IPA. It's too chill. It's just like, yeah, whatever.
Target mobile over here, guys.
I got low IBU.
Whatever, bro. I got an unlimited.
Yeah, pay as you go.
It's good, though.
I could cut the ties at any time.
If there is, the Nelson hop is represented very well. Just pull.
Get some bite.
Just throw some hops in that boil. That's all I'm asking for.
All right. Well, that's what we got going on the table. We also have from Libertine Brewing our tailgate beer. We got classy on the tailgate. Heaven is expensive.
Ooh, I'm going to get a little more classy.
Rare Wild Ale. Very, very nice.
Do you like it more than they called it classy?
No, he's like, it's classy, huh?
I need another drink.
Oh, we get classy. So we're doing all right. We're doing all right, folks.
Classy AF.
We're already in the culture. So what else is going on? Matt, what do you notice?
So there was a plentiful well of news this week.
It is a busy past week. There's things I've cut out of mine that would make it normally.
Whoa.
Yeah. So the first one is for Colorado friends. This is probably on the opposite side of the state as them, but in Eagle, Colorado, Bonfire Brewing has a new head brewer, Zach Kaplan, and he just joined in September, and he's starting to do some brewing for I did say Bonfire Brewing.
Mm-hmm. Bonfire Brewing, Colorado.
But he had cut his teeth in both Colorado and San Diego. So he's been known to work for Denver Beer Company, Upslope, St. Archer, Green Flash. So he has quite the history, and now he's going to be doing stuff back in the Colorado. So I was like, well... They'll have to let us know if
Colorado reps.
If he's worth the news article mention. They'd be like, that guy? No, he's a jerk.
He must have been a transplant because I don't know how you could go from California to snow country and be okay with that.
Yeah, it doesn't say where he
started. If you grew up in snow and then left and then went back, that makes sense. But as a Fresnan, I don't know how you could purposely move to cold ass weather and survive.
But he did say that they're just going to focus on their core beers and stuff, but he's going to work on a small batch pale ale, Kellerwise, and a Kellerwise in collaboration with Vale Brewing Company. So looks like they're giving him a little bit of freedom after they're like, make all these beers, and then you could do your one.
So don't screw up, and we won't fire you.
Stick around for a year.
A simple math.
Do whatever the hell we tell you to do. And then maybe we'll think about making your beer.
So maybe his time at Green Flash, you got to see the Nelson recipe or something like that.
Ooh, I bet you got to see stuff.
And then maybe he'll just be like, oops.
He's like Marky Mark.
Open the shared file. And
the movie Rockstar with Marky Mark, when he comes and fills in as the lead singer. And the whole band's like, just like, here's your lyrics. Here's what you're doing. He's like, but I want to make my lyrics. And they're like, shut up. You're just lucky to have this job. That's what it's like there. They're just like, just make these beers, bro.
Are you paraphrasing?
I don't know what I'm doing. I should be kicked out of this show.
Oh, Louis, do you have any talent?
Louis, can you host?
Can you show? Produce?
Produce?
Produce a show?
Matt, one of.
And then there's, I guess it'd be comparable to, if I just say L.L. Bean, you guys might not recognize the name, maybe? Yes.
Clothing?
Yeah. It's kind of like an REI, but locally owned or small independent.
Okay. Oh, they have the gear? Yeah.
Classy gentleman. Yeah.
Get
they're
the gear?
They're an outdoor. The yeah.
Can we get the gear?
So, sure.
Ayo, River!
No, I know what you're talking about. They're collaborating with five breweries in Maine.
Did you just generic reference
yep.
me?
That was a reference.
Oh, thanks.
So they're making, so L.L. Bean is collaborating with five breweries. Interesting enough, not Maine Beer Company, but there's five other breweries
they
in Maine.
Maine Beer Company. They're like, we'll partner with anyone in Maine except for Maine Beer Company.
I mean, I knew there was one brewery in Maine. I didn't know there were six. Did you know there were six breweries in Maine?
Is there enough room for that?
Jeez,
No.
Is it like the whole state breweries?
Except for one general store.
Yeah, there's one store and six breweries.
Yep.
You ever been to Maine?
It's all food breweries. And stuff.
There's some trees and breweries.
So Fogtown Brewing.
A couple lighthouses.
Is making Wonderland Acadian Pale Ale. Which is a herbal ale infused with sweet fern and bog myrtle.
Sweet fern?
Yep.
Bog myrtle. What the hell is going on? Is this one of them? This one of them? Then the dog freaking
words.
You words.
Use your words. I can't say the words. I can't say the
You've
words.
You've broken my
blue dog. It sounds like one of the blue dog beers.
Matt's going to pause for some more Nelson.
Okay. I made it over here.
That's fine.
Maine itself, this pale ale is unique and wildly refreshing. Brewed with 100% Maine grown ingredients include locally forged sweet fern, bog myrtle, and seawater from the coast of Mount Desert Island.
Oh, yeah. That's Brewdog beer.
Brewdog.
So that's a pale ale. You excited for it, Mikey?
That's all in a pail?
Wow. That's a pale ale. Okay, then there's Rising Tide Brewing. They have Drift American Ale, a tart ale with local sumac, S-U-M-A-C?
Sure.
Smack?
Sumac.
This is the beer you want waiting for you after a great day outdoors. Crisp, refreshing, and crafted with the vibrant red sumac berries you'll find along Maine's forest paths.
Oh.
So, excited for that one? No?
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, until it gets old at Whole Foods and we got to.
This one you probably won't care for.
Don't judge us.
I might surprise
Orono
you.
Orono Brewing Company. The Way Life Should Be IPA. Solid name so far. The Way Life Should Be.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a triple dry hopped IPA with 100% Maine grown grain. 6% brewed with multiple rounds of hops for maximum flavor Each sip of this IPA reminds us there is no place more like Maine. We're more like Maine.
I don't know what kind of hops, though.
Yeah.
They didn't say the hops.
Yeah.
But it is triple dry hopped.
Kmart hops.
Wow.
It doesn't say Blue East Coast. Hops.
Yeah.
Then there's a... I'm probably butchering all these names. Threshers Brewing Company. I think they're making these up. Knife's Edge IPA.
Is that trying too hard?
Isn't that a AC/DC album knockoff? Razor's Edge.
Razor's Edge.
Malty IPA.
Sharp Objects Edge.
The first word already is going to exclude Mikey. Malty IPA with a woodsy profile and hints of caramel.
You know it's bad when they put it in their wording.
Yeah, this is malty, so you know.
We'll just be upfront about it. It's malty, all right? Don't freak out.
The earthiness.
If you're expecting hops, look elsewhere, IPA.
How many pounds per barrel? No, we're not going to do that.
No.
The earthiness of this incredible IPA is reminiscent of fall mornings when you wake up with a crisp, invigorating air with nothing to do but take it all in. Yeah.
Wow. Take it all in.
Take it all in.
Take it all in.
Mast Landing Brewing Company. 100 Mile Wilderness Stout.
Ocean reference. Mast Landing. Boat reference.
No. Boat reference.
Oh, I didn't know you were all into.
Oh yeah,
into boats.
Way into it, bro.
Okay. Trail mix stout with flavors of peanut, chocolate, and cranberries.
That could be all right.
Okay.
If it's a hint of cranberries,
savory
if
and
it's
sweet.
Full on bottle of medicine. No, thank you.
Savory and sweet without being too heavy. It's like a handful of your favorite trail mix in a beer.
Oh, I'm out.
You can sample the brewer's creation at each brewery and find some of them in limited local distribution starting October 19th. And you can go buy L.O. Bean stuff online.
Hey, go buy it.
Bye.
So,
bye. You I don't think bye, all right. Bye.
You know. There's been places to collab with other places, mm-hmm. but that was kind of cool to see.
Yeah.
And then maybe some of our East Coast people can
a lot of Maine
go try one of those because they heard about it here collab. First.
Where's, we got to reference the manual.
Our main rep.
Yeah. Don't quote the wrong areas.
PerfectPourPod.com/reps, R-E-P-S.
Nobody knows where Lumber Jose lives.
If you want to be a rep of the show, or if you want to look for reps, look for advice. If you're going traveling and you're going to a city, you're like, I wonder if the Perfect Pour has a rep there that can advise me on where I should go. Look at that page, and you can contact that person.
We did have Colton Albertson as our main rep.
Yes. So, from Kushnok.
Kushnok.
This is our number one advice. If you're in Maine, go to Kushnok.
So what, now they have 7 breweries?
Yeah.
Cool. Maybe he can respond to us and let us know how many breweries there are and how insane we are for feeling that there's too many or there's a lot.
And USA Mariano's in New Hampshire. That's close to Maine, right?
Mike, formerly of San Diego's up there somewhere.
M. Sardina?
Yes. Mr. Sardina, he's up there too. So there's lots of people, poor people floating around up there.
All right. And then we'll fly through this one. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. has signed a modified final judgment that officially clears Anheuser-Busch InBev's $100 billion purchase of rival SAB Miller after more than 2 years after the Department of Justice greenlit the acquisition. It does go into bigger detail saying that how they can, the Department of Justice can basically just open lawsuits with them if they feel that they're being, trying to not let the local scene have a fair chance and stuff like that, if they're trying to use leverage. So there's a bunch of different things, but that's happening, guys. I don't know.
Be aware.
Yeah. And then it's still going. I don't know why you're still letting me talk. I'll just keep going down stories. Yeah.
I'll let you go, bro.
Yeah. Roll with it.
Okay. And then.
It's just costing my PG&E bill. We're keeping these lights on in here. It's crazy.
Wow.
I mean, but well, that's
this
fine.
This one's LED. You can turn all the other ones off. Yeah.
Sorry, I'll just use the Patreon money.
Can we get some motel heat lamps in here?
Sure.
In response to a shortage of aluminum cans, the Canadian government has lifted a 10% tariff on U.S.-made aluminum cans.
Ooh.
So that's one thing I didn't think about.
Even in the Trump era, they lifted that?
Well, they mentioned him.
They did reference Mr. Trump.
But... but I that's more I think that's more towards us importing aluminum. But I didn't think about that. Technically we could be a foreign source to Canada and they had their own tariff that they lifted just because they saw
how much we love them cans. Gotta make some money off them dumb Americans.
Who's dumb? But,
they just
I don't know, love carry ons.
But yeah, they basically just said that some people in Canada had problems with getting cans, and it caused people to not get beer. And, you know, we want people to have beer.
That's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Canadians, all North Americans, get them cans.
And faced a shortage of 16-ounce cans, which are only available from U.S.-based suppliers.
Yikes!
That forced some companies to halt production for weeks. Or delay production launches.
that's how much nobody uses 22-ounce bottles anymore. They're like, what? We can't get cans? Stop making beer!
Oh, wait a minute.
You can put it in bottles.
Hey, dude. Hey, you with the fermenter. Stop.
You just...
Stop.
You just walk out of your office in a lab coat, and you just hit the red button. You're just like... and then it shuts down.
Go home.
No, just clock out, drink beer. We don't care, but you can't get in a can.
Get out of here. We can't put anything in cans. We don't know what the fuck to do. Get out of here.
Yeah, so it's pretty interesting. I would have thought that Canada would have had its own supply of aluminum can manufacturing. Aluminum. But that's not the case. They can make our cars, but they can't make their own cans, apparently.
Yeah, we can. Well, no. I can't do a Canadian right now. Sorry. Can't do it.
Oh, but you could another time.
Yeah, like in 20 minutes, I'll be able to do a Canadian, right? Can't do a Canadian.
Uh-huh.
And then the last story.
Did you see the Vancouver Canuck game there, eh? The Canucks are playing pretty good.
Well, so if it's talking about hockey, you could do it.
I could do it.
But not beer.
I say that third line's a pretty good line. One of the best third lines in hockey right now, eh?
This story goes up to our Pacific Northwesters. We're just going all over the states.
Jeez, so we're bouncing all over North America, serving you.
After nearly 13 years at the helm of Rogue Ales and Spirits, owner and president Brett... was that yours?
No.
Okay. You acted shocked. Remembers.
He's like,
not my story!
That's my number one story!
I left the oven on.
I probably did.
Owner President Brent Joyce will depart from the company at the end of the year. Current General Manager Dharma Tam, who joined the Oregon headquartered organization in January 2017, will supplant Joyce. People are just making up words, goddammit. But yeah, they just... apparently this owner is only 45 years old, and he's just like, I'm going to maintain an ownership stake and remain on the company's board, a.k.a. do nothing. And he wants to step away from day to day. He was like, he's all, don't be confused with...
it's the NBA season just started. I got a lot of games to watch.
He stressed that he won't be lingering around the office or torpedoing Dharma's leadership. Instead, he's letting them take the call shots effective January 1st. Shows
up every other day like, sure you want to do that, huh? That's what you're doing, huh?
He said, they're stepping back and they're stepping out. He said, I'm stepping out of the company.
Sure you are. Must be nice. Retire at 45.
So, yeah. Well, yeah, what did he do? Okay. So his father had... co-founded Rogue
Faza
in 1988.
Fajer.
Faja?
So. But yeah, that if you could just say, well, here's my 2 months, guys. See you later. Good.
I think more people should do it.
I'll retire at 45?
Yeah.
Okay.
World would be a better place. Imagine if Trump retired at 45.
I see what you did there.
No politics.
No.
This is about beer. It's a beer show.
Yeah, let's not get people
get all riled up.
Triggered.
I have no. I'm triggered now.
Triggered.
Stupid. Perfect bar.
Even your dog looks Republican.
We are neutral. We're in neutral ground here, folks.
We don't shift it in forward, and we don't shift it in reverse. Nope.
We have no shift.
We have no shift.
We just drive and hope we find a telephone pole to stop. That stop us.
Please have a yellow phone.
Nick.
Hello.
Foolish mortals, to the haunted mansion.
Oh, can't play any more of that.
Copyright.
Copyright.
Disney's going to be on our arse.
Arse. We'll be famous after they sue us.
Way to go, bro. You're like, hey, you're the podcast that got shut down by Disney.
Yep. You're the guys that won the lotto and then immediately got sued by Disney.
Immediately lost it all.
Immediately.
Have you donated to our Patreon page yet?
Speaking of Anaheim, foolish mortals, Anaheim wants to be the new brewery district.
Do they?
Yep.
But Fresno has one. Why would they want to do that?
But Anaheim. Jesus. And while Mikey has a heart attack.
I saw what Matt has.
Does anybody know CPR?
I love gold.
Can you help us?
Try to continue, Nick. I don't know if I can.
I'm not making out with him. I'm just going to go home. Drink a stout. I got some narwhal left.
Going around the table. It's been a while, sir. From the Alchemist in Vermont, Hetty Topper. How the hell do we have Hetty Topper right now?
So a friend of mine, he goes by the name of Gumby, a wonderful human being, lives up in the Sacramentos.
I'll save this for you guys.
And he's doing a Sober October, which is a thing people do.
Sober October.
Not Croctober.
He might be doing Croctober as well.
Okay.
October.
But, and isn't Chew doing that too?
Yeah. Soaptober. Chew was doing it.
So he gifted some beers from his fridge that did not need to age.
Wow.
So
that's a. I'm pretty sure before I make a commitment to Sober October, I'm going to drink my Hetty before I start that.
So, give away the.
I'm going to look at my fridge. And I was like, what do I need to drink right now?
This is the second time we've had this generous beer. And this
the
is
the original hazy beer.
This is the as bitter as I remember it being the last time. So I'm wondering like if that's just supposed to how it's supposed to
vegetal.
Be.
It's vegetal. Is that right? To me, it's vegetal.
It's vegetal. Drink from the can. Oops.
That was before. Before everyone got used to the sight of a hazy beer.
Ooh.
So, I mean, it could just be that
so drinkable, it's scary.
Louie.
It could be that we're going from that virgin to this.
Right. That Nelson to this is a freaky shift. I need some more cracker palate cleansing here. In case you haven't noticed, we eat a lot of crackers in between beers.
It's
this even has instructions about pouring it into a glass.
Oh, you're like, if you're going to do it, you're an asshole. But if you want to be an asshole, here's how you do it. What do they say?
It says, if you must pour it into a glass, you may find that some of the hop resins have settled to the bottom.
Oh, no.
Leave them in the can when pouring. This beer is perishable and is best when it's young, fresh, and hazy. Mm. Have you ever noticed that they use the word hazy
before
on this can? Keep it cold. But not ice cold. Mm. Drink this beer immediately. We're always making more.
Oh,
I think it's just all hype now.
Beer that needs instructions is wrong.
It's very rustic to me. Rustic and veggie.
Vegemite?
Veggie produce-y.
Produce-y. Where's your shallots?
Yeah. It is... That's tough because if we're having... If assuming nothing's happened to that can and we're having it the way it should.
Except for the big ass dent in the top.
somebody punched it. Yeah. I hate you, Eddie. I hate you.
Here, take this beer. I don't like it anymore.
It's definitely, it's not what I remember it as. And like,
I remember it tasting like this last time, but okay. I don't remember the, it being like that originally.
Right. And so I don't know if that's because of our palates are different now. Or is it just because we had the Nelson, the Virgin before that? But all I know is I want to have that Virgin, the Nelson, way more than I want to have that Heady right now.
Whoa. Shots fired.
This is the amount of bitterness I wish that Nelson had.
Oh. So blend it.
No.
Blend?
You no.
Well, I'm good.
I'm pretty sure. There's plenty of Heady left. There's like a half a Heady here.
I'm pretty sure the power's about to go out. Because you just...
Alchemist just pulled in a call. Hey. Whoa.
They're all... Shut them down.
Shut that down.
Shut them down. Shut down the perfect pour.
I've just blended Nelson Takes Flight with a Heady topper.
Man.
It's an equal blend. I'm pretty sure I have a 50-50
with your
in here.
Nelson topper?
Let's go.
That's either the smartest or the dumbest thing you've ever done.
Let's see.
Can't we just say dumbest?
Well, I'm getting both.
Matt's afraid of that. That's either the Alchemist dumbest. Mafia. They're here. Like,
oh my God, the Alchemist, they're going to shut us down. They have no idea we're here. That's a perfect. We're off the grid now, guys. We're not on iTunes.
We're not even.
If you search craft beer in iTunes, we're not going to come up. So we're off the grid.
Did you search Tangent?
Tangent podcast. Number one.
Number one. Modify your search.
It's better than having a straight Heady. My blend, it's better than having a straight Heady topper. I'll just say.
You just invented a new beer. You're a brewer now.
Nelson topper.
Mikey's a brewer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I brew. Oh, yeah? Yeah, I brewed a Heady and a Nelson Takes Flight.
That's right.
What? Yeah.
You monster.
Call it Nelson Takes Heady.
Heady Takes Flight. Nick, what were we talking about? Okay. I think we derailed you.
Yeah, it's okay. Because this story, I sense a tad bit of BS in this story.
Sorry.
I'll be the judge of that.
So, poor Anaheim needs help.
Yeah.
Yes.
They don't have anybody there.
They are...
Not a logic.
They are lacking significant funds in city infrastructure.
Yeah, they don't have any money source in Anaheim there.
No.
No tax revenue source.
And they're tired of their reputation as a wholesome family playground, apparently.
I need to be known as an adult playground. Jesus, the mayor of Anaheim is off the rails.
He's behind this, actually.
All right. I'm sick of us being known as a Disneyland town.
But
okay.
I kind of feel like this is developer influenced. But they want to become known as a brewery district.
Oh, Lord.
In their downtown. They say the forgotten downtown of Anaheim.
Yeah. Sorry, nobody gives shit about your dumb fucking downtown.
So there's a new brewery happening called Leisure Town.
Yes?
Who do you think would come up with a name like Leisure Town for a brewery?
Homer Simpson?
It's got a horn here and here and here. Modern Times is moving into Anaheim.
Yeah, because they needed it. They needed a modern time. We don't need it here in Fresno. We're fine.
We're like, oh, Anaheim, they have nothing.
give him a Modern Times.
Give him a Modern Times.
Just like Oakland got in Modern Times now, too. A bunch of bullshit.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
Forgetting about Fresno. Fresno's a city, too, in California.
Yeah. That actually has a deficit in city funds.
Yeah. Way cheaper. Way cheaper to freaking build a building here. You might have more red tape, but we're way cheaper.
So I get it. Anaheim is a great city. I like going there. I enjoy the breweries that are there currently, like Noble and Bottle Logic.
Is
and
Green Cheek there or in the area? They're the question. They're the Wales Bro Line Fest.
Oh, really?
Bottle Logic too. Where's Mumford at? It's in some shitty neighborhood in L.A.
Oh, weird allergies in October. I don't know what's going on here. So anyways, the city council's behind it. They're approving this. They're trying to make it much more affordable to open a brewery in Anaheim, which I'm all for after having seen what it takes to open a brewery here in Fresno.
Yeah. More on that later.
More on that later.
Big news.
I like the idea behind it, but I just can't help to think that there is outside interests involved in this besides the ones who are actually into craft beer.
Yeah.
It's Anaheim.
Right.
If you're telling me it's Orange, who was literally just outside Anaheim, could need help. Mm-hmm. Or if it's another city like Tustin, is that just south of Anaheim?
Sure.
Like
Lakewood.
Lakewood. They need help.
Cypress.
Yeah. But this is Anaheim. I mean, to tell me Disneyland only accounts for half of the city's income as far as tax revenue?
Shut up. You have a
how much are
professional
they?
Baseball team and a professional hockey team as well.
Yeah.
Jeez, come on, guys.
I like Anaheim, but I'm sorry.
It sounds like, remember, like 10, 15 years ago, Las Vegas was like, we're going to be a family destination.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't work. Like, they realized, no, never mind. We were like, come on, dudes, asshole. You're Las Vegas. Shut up. And they pulled that back. So, dude, you're Anaheim. You're Disneyland.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
Embrace it. You don't need to make up other stuff. You're fine.
You're fine.
Shut up. Coming from a city that's like so low in tax revenue.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, Jesus Christ, guys. What more do you want? Anaheim. Bunch of assholes. Now you got Modern Times. Now Oakland's getting a Modern Times. See this?
Oh, yes.
You see this?
They're invading the Bay.
Oakland's getting a Modern Times now. Another city getting modern. Portland got one. Oakland's got one now.
You know what Oakland's not getting now? Golden Road.
Oh, sad face.
Oh, yeah. They're able to stop those guys, huh? Budweiser. Budweiser Road.
They sent out a press release that basically stated that they are going to focus in other areas.
We're going to focus in other areas. Actually, we don't think Oakland's all that cool now. Like, we totally didn't want to open up a place in Oakland. What do you think about that?
All the townspeople did the typical, it's going to be too much noise.
It's going to be too much noise.
I'm used to the audibleness of Oakland. A parking lot. Then all the craft beer people are like, it's not going to give all the locals a good, a fair chance. And I'm like, yeah, I'd probably still go to Fieldwork over or Drake's.
Fieldwork, yeah. Jeez.
Or to Mescal. Mm-hmm. I'd probably go to any of those versus going to.
There's that. Road. There's that beer bar in Oakland too. That's pretty popular. I forget what it's called.
In where?
It's
where
in Oakland. Talking?
Not not City Beer stuff.
No.
Tornado.
No. Tornado's in San Francisco.
Oh, Beer Revolution.
Yeah. They got that.
They're in the warehouse district.
What's the one that has the best view in the Bay?
Faction.
Faction's in the area. Come on. Jeez. Sacramento just has a Drake's now. It's ridiculous. Bunch of greedy bastards. Everybody in Fresno and California is a bunch of greedy bastards, except for us.
I love
gold. We got to make our own way. But that's Fresno.
Don't forget they got pyramid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's gone.
Had it.
Yeah, the pyramid's gone.
Wow.
Another new beer opening on the show. Heady Topper sitting around. Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants a Heady.
What do we got here? Failure to communicate.
Found this little gem at our local Save Mart. It was $9.99 for a six-pack.
Can't beat that.
Somebody had, when I was in Sacramento last, one of my friends, he was like, I'll get around. And I was like, okay, I'll get whatever he gets me. I trust him. And he comes back with six different beers. And he's like, all right, you get that one, you get that one, you get that one. And somebody gets these two. And so they handed me an Einstock. And it was like a Pilsner or something that they handed me. And it was pretty good. So when I saw they had a toasted porter on the shelf, I was like, well, I'll bite off on that. And I'm happy I did. It was a good buy.
Yeah, the Einstock confuses me because I can get it in Whole Foods and at Save Mart, but it's from Europe. And it's a craft brewer from Europe, right?
Europe.
It doesn't make sense that I can get it in my local grocery store.
Uh-oh. Are you calling shenanigans?
It seems shady, but also okay. I don't understand about the Einstock.
What's the New York importer that does the big beer festival?
The White Plains place?
Yeah. That feels like maybe that's something like that.
Shaky Brothers? What are they called?
Shaky Bros.
Shaky Brothers.
But it says imported by Einstock Brewing Company, Los Angeles, California.
Ooh. Hmm. Satellite tap room.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Nobody talks about Einstock enough. I feel. Now we are.
Toasty.
Drink it. Tell me if you don't like it.
I drank it. It's good. It's good. There's the pail they have. I've had a couple times. It's a reasonably good pail.
This reminds me of a narwhal.
Ah.
But if it were not 10%.
Light. Narwhal Light.
Yeah, Narwhal Light. That's what you're drinking right now.
Natty Narwhal. Nardy Light.
Nardy Light.
Ah, easy drinking.
Weigh in, please, and make room for everyone. There's no turning back now.
Oh, shit! Hey! Hey! We gotta go!
We gotta go!
No, dear, didn't you hear him? He said no turning back now. Shit.
That statue's looking at me.
Oh, man. Yes, we're only playing what we legally allowed seconds. All throughout the episode. Nick, was there more? What are we talking about?
No, that's good.
Okay. There's a new brewery in there's a lot of new brewery stuff talk this week. New brewery in Paso Robles.
What?
Firestone Walker, famous Firestone town now.
They let somebody in?
Oh, also, they finally opened 805 Brewing?
Yeah, 805. There's also the Silva Brewing, which we haven't had a Silva in a while. Or even talked about it. Matt, where's our Silva? I miss having a Silva. Also a Barrel House in Paso. Well, now there's Kilo Kilo.
What?
New brewery in Paso Robles called Kilo Kilo. Got a Hawaiian sort of island-ish theme.
That going makes on. Sense.
So feels I don't know like where Hawaii. It's at in Paso Robles. I'm sure Tony Bags can direct you towards it if you're going to be around there. Our rep, Central Coast rep, Tony Bags, with a Z. But just something to look out for, that new brewery there. And talked about Modern Times, opened it up in Oakland. Sons of bitches. Okay, we're in Fresno. We are having a new chain restaurant is opening up, Lazy Dog. It's a chain restaurant that caters to animals They have a patio that is geared towards you bringing your dog to the patio.
Why are we talking about that on the Perfect Pour, Mikey?
Because they do have craft beer. And I looked up, you know, there is a Lazy Dog in Dublin, which is East Bay, mm-hmm. on the other side of the Altamont Pass, east of the East Bay. And I was like, all right, let's see what Untappd tells me about this Lazy Dog. In the Dublin location, they have field work. There was people that I'm friends with on Untappd that were checking into field work beer mm-hmm. at this Lazy Dog. So they are open to the craft beer. It does look like they like in a kind of brew pub BJ style, it looks like they have their own house beer, the Lazy Dog. Mm-hmm. And they'll even have a sheet. They have the whatever you would call it, Matt. I don't know. You guys don't have sheets, but you know when you put a sheet out and it has the information of the beer, and you put the taster glass on the sheet. This is blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. They have that at Lazy Dog.
They call those taster sheets.
Taster sheets.
Wow, I get the taster sheets.
Dude, that's super technical term. I can't understand mm-hmm. your industry talk, but. I call them taster sheets, but so they have that. So they have this Lazy Dog has craft beer. So have you, Matt, heard of Tioga being contacted by Lazy Dog? They're like, do you want to have some beer here?
So I've never heard of this place. And then last week, it's like, oh, this new place that's opening up in town. They want to bring some people down to the tap room and just kind of have them, you know, kind of like, there was like, sorry. What am I trying to say? It's a corporate place. So usually when corporate yeah. places open up in new towns, they bring managers from other territories in
right.
to kind of give people a shakedown, a rundown. So that's what was happening. So they brought them down to Tioga and, they brought in their own taco vendor. And they just kind of hung out in the back patio, had some beers, and that was like where that was my first announcement. And then all of a sudden, people are just posting about it on social media. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
What's happening right now?
Just like Burgers M. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I don't know. But
so you're saying Tioga will be available and Lazy Dog?
I'm told we could very much be.
Who's your distributor?
Yeah. I'm just looking at hoping that we'll get something that you can't get otherwise.
Cold transferred field work?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure we won't. It feels like the Dublin location gets field work because they're so close to field work. Mm-hmm. So the Fresno location's going to get whatever they're closest to, which is Tioga, which is great, but... I don't know that we're going to get something unique.
Probably just going to have five handles of Firestone.
Five Firestone handles.
805, 804, 803, 802, 801.
All the 80s variants. They're going around a lot this week. I saw from Craft Beer and Brewing Magazine release like some lists of like best of lists. Mm-hmm. And they released the small breweries, top 22 small breweries
Ooh.
In the country. So I saw a lot of breweries.
How like, small is small?
Posting these like, you know, like, hey, small is fewer than 15,000 BBLs per year. So barrels,
yeah.
Tobles.
So Tioga?
Is that Tioga smaller than 15,000?
Yeah.
Really? Huh.
I think we're at 10 more. Right now.
Oh, okay. Well, spoiler alert, Tioga's not on this list. Sorry. They should be.
Jerks.
They should be. Top 22.
We're not even in the top 22?
No.
God damn.
Sorry.
Life's tough.
Number 22, Almanac. We get Almanac here.
They finally have a
Bay Area's Almanac. Almanac. We do get that in Fresno. Side project from Missouri. Maplewood. Sorry.
Apparently, Almanac's in the same complex as Faction now. So.
Oh, Okay, there you go.
Also wow. good view.
Warehouse District.
Mm.
As you were.
21 is Side Project from Maplewood, Missouri. I've heard of Side Project, but didn't know they were in Missouri.
Yeah, me too.
Never had a Side Project. Yeah, I heard of them.
Yeah, heard it.
Totally heard of them. Pipeworks from Chicago.
Pipeworks.
Yep. I bet the chef goes.
Yep, I've had a Pipeworks.
Chicago. Pipeworks. It feels like we've had a Pipeworks.
Mine came from Beer with Friends podcast.
Oh, okay. Beer with Friends.
It was a Back to the Future beer.
How are those guys doing? Oh, they're doing good. Perennial Artisan Ales is number 19 from St. Louis. Wow, St. Louis. Kind of a big beer city.
Who lives there?
I don't know. Number 18, Monkish. Limefest place, Monkish, from Torrance, California. Well, I don't think we've had a Monkish down, have we?
Nobody's had a Monkish. Well,
nobody's done it.
I've heard if you want to make the locals angry, you order a stout.
Oh. What? Asshole. Number 17, Lawson's Finest out of Warren, Vermont.
What?
Never heard of that one.
Is that the same as the natural market, Lawson's?
I don't know.
Oh.
Number 16, Crooked Stave or Stave.
Stave or from Stave.
Denver, Colorado.
Stave.
Stave. Stave. Accent thank you.
Stave. Number 15, Cascade from Portland.
Huh?
Of course, very expensive bottles. We've had them a couple times.
What? Yeah. It was hard not to go there. When you're
oh, you Portland. Didn't go.
Did not go.
Ooh. Number 14, Bissell Brothers from Portland, Maine. Did we talk about Bissell Brothers in our Portland report?
No, so now there's eight breweries in
there's
Maine?
There's eight Bissell. Breweries in Maine.
God damn.
Bissell Brothers.
Bissell sucks. Oh, wait, that's
number 13, The Vale, Richmond, Virginia. I've heard of The Vale. Never had The Vale. Nobody wants to bring us The Vale. Jolly number 12, Jolly Pumpkin from Dexter, Michigan.
Oh, you said pumpkin.
This is all year round, Jolly Pumpkin. It's jolly the whole time, all 12 months. Number 11, Tired Hands from Pennsylvania.
I've heard of Tired Hands.
Yes, it's very, very popular amongst the kids. Number 10, The Brewery from Placentia, California. Very close to Anaheim.
They need help, too.
Yeah, they need help. The Brewery. Number 9, finally, although this should probably be higher, in my opinion, Alvarado Street. Alvarado Street from Monterey, California.
So good.
So good. Number 8, Other Half from Brooklyn in New York. That's a Line Fest brewery. Lots of line festing going on.
I just want to know if there's a brewery called the First Half.
Yeah, where's the First Half brewery? Where's the Other Half? Number 7, Port / Lost Abbey from San Marcos, a.k.a. San Diego, what? California.
They're under 15,000 barrels?
Apparently.
That, because they're like not... They took over the old Stone location. Is that right? It what?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I'm gonna have to Google this. Come on.
Maybe because they're Port and Lost Abbey. Maybe they separate them.
Divided.
I know. Number 6. Oh, somebody that we get in town now. Maine Beer Company.
Yes.
More Maine stuff.
More Maine.
Freeport, Maine.
More lunch, please.
More lunch. Send more lunch. Number 5, Burial.
Yeah, they're upwards of 15 a year. That's it.
From Asheville, North Carolina. Burial. Number 4, Jester King.
What?
You've all heard of Jester King. From Austin. There you go. I don't know that we've ever had a Jester King, because they don't package, do they?
No, but we've had Clown Shoes, which is not Jester King.
Well, we've had a beer that's not Jester King.
Okay. Name a brewer you haven't had.
Number 3 is Weldworks.
Weldworks.
Greeley, Colorado.
Had it.
Number 2, Cantillon from Brussels, Belgium.
Oh, Jesus.
They're big in Belgium.
We're big in Belgium.
Yeah, that's weird. Like Perfect Boar and Cantillon, big in Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
That is my big reveal of embarrassing beer geek reveal is that I've never had a Canteon.
Do we need to?
We do. As if you're going to consider yourself 100% beer geek, you have to have a Canteon. Number one, would you like to throw out, can you think of something that would be number one brewery
that's
under 15,000 barrels?
Bigger than Canteon, though?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Bum, 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 bum,
I would like to guess, so 1 second,
Craft
sir.
Beer and Brewing Magazine's top 22 small breweries.
Is it in California?
The number one is... It is not a Californian brewery.
Then I don't care.
Ooh, you're a Californianist. Bastard Californianist.
It is, it's Sardina's brewery, right? It's Hill Farmstead.
Oh my God, look at Nick. Look at the big brain on Nick.
Is it really?
Look at the big brain. Yes, it's Hill Farmstead, number one.
Ding a ding a ding a.
In the world.
This is no birthday party.
Look at you. All right. There you go. Bum, bum,
bum, bum, bum. Aren't you a smarty smart pants?
I win.
Maybe next year, Tioga Sequoia.
I drink your milkshake.
I drink it all.
No, you're in top 22.
You better take that back to work. So, guys, we need to get to work. We're not in the top 22. All right. Well, thanks, guys, for listening to that.
Whoever's turn it is to go to the fridge since I went last.
Oh.
But I went first.
Mikey, it's your turn.
Oh, damn it.
Our tour begins here in this gallery, where you see paintings of some of our guests as they appeared in their corruptible.
I was told we need to open the day jobs. They were canned a week ago. Check your dates, bro.
Day Check job. Your dates.
All right.
Yep, we lost half our.
Do that.
Half our signal.
Mikey legitimately broke the headphone splitter.
And it's broken.
Uh-oh, I broke it.
It's now got a loose jack.
Uh-oh. You're a loose jack.
Yeah, no, it's back, but I mean,
pulled somebody out.
If you do that, now...
He doesn't have his headphones on, so he has no idea what you're doing.
I can't understand anything.
Here, I'll plug this one back in.
And we've hit a new low.
I've been podcasting for...
So see, if you do this, lots of years. We lose one.
A clinic.
So, good. You just ruined that.
Ruined podcasting.
You just ruined that $15 headphone splitter.
Oh, man.
This can't be any worse than the Fontana Gym...
That my Amazon points bought for this podcast.
It could be worse than everything.
Fontana Gym / Bells episode.
Nah.
Nothing can be worse than that.
Nothing can beat that.
We have not heard from Captain Fiffle this week.
Okay.
I'm worried about him now.
He's all nut.
He couldn't handle any more after that.
You guys find anything? No, we ain't found shit.
Comb the desert.
This is from donated to the show from Raising the Barrels. What's his Twitter handle? Damn it!
I believe it's Raisin Tubles.
Yes, it's very difficult.
Okay, wait.
I don't know what his Twitter handle is.
It's isn't it Raisins TOBBLS?
Yes,
it Raisin is. Two yes. Barrels. Yes. Yes,
Raisins TOBBLS. If you want to brew, seriously, if you're a professional brewer in California and you want to have raisins in your beer, this is the man. To contact. That is not a joke. And he donated this beer. It's called Day Job from Three Weavers down
Check your
in
dates.
The SoCal area of the Californias.
I was like, we lost Mikey. Oh, he's not speaking in the microphone.
It's supposed to be highly rated. We'll see. It's going up against the... Heaven is Expensive, Heady Topper, Nelson Takes Flight. It's a very, very high class division here.
Will the pail stand? don't quit your day job. Will you call me tonight and leave
me a voicemail? Check your Instagram, bro. Will you
talk about me? Working on it. And tell me your driving. Matt's trying to distract me with Volkswagen parts.
559
But it ain't gonna work.
492-0542
I will not buy new Volkswagen 15-inch wheels. Thank you.
But they say EX4, as in, what if there's a 4-inch wide 15-inch bus wheel?
Look out! The Volkswagen. There's Volkswagen nerding going on.
Then they have EX5. What if they have a 5-inch wide bus wheel?
They may not come back to the show. They may not come back to the show.
Yep.
New to the Dorktown Network, it's called Volkswagen.
We're trying to
nerds.
Talk Volkswagens, okay? Oh, what, you want to talk about this World Series where they've lost the first two games and there's only five left and they might not...
Boston winning.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you want to talk about?
No.
Okay.
I don't want to
we're
going to
talk about Volkswagens
my
over here.
My Suns suck again, and I've got to weather another horrible season of the Phoenix Suns being terrible once again. Voicemails, guys. You can call us or you can email us. Email us, record something on your smartphone and email perfectpoorpodcast@gmail.com or you can call the voicemail line of the Dorktown Network, 559-492-0542.
Huh?
What's that? I don't know.
Oh, this just in. Damn it. Son of a wife.
Your
thank you, Wi-Fi.
Betrays an aura of foreboding, almost as though you sense
there's a little too much delay.
Metamorphosis.
Wow, is that Paul? Did Paul call him? That's weird.
By the way, this pail is straight fire.
Oh, good pail, huh?
Perfect pour. What's going on, guys? Hey,
what's
it's
up?
Florida
not much.
Steve,
just podcasting.
The grand poobah of the Florida reps. Hey. I
hope
just
you're doing okay.
Decided to give you guys a call. I know it's been a while.
Thank you.
But, sort of a call to action for us Florida reps.
Lawrence and your machine
Nick.
Didn't do too
Nick,
bad.
Nick, you asked a question about the Brew Hub and their involvement with Cycle Brewing. I've been to the Brew Hub, and you know what? The facility is very large, but the Brew Hub itself, they're sort
Florida
of a craft
birds.
Brewer in their own right. they brew their own beer at the Brew Hub. And they actually have won medals at GABF with a IPA. It's called Rome City IPA. But they've done this before. They've done this in the past where they've helped smaller breweries kind of kickstart their increase in production. Case in point, Toppling Goliath.
Ooh.
They've help Toppling Goliath
brew
larger batches for Pseudo Sue. And let me think. Orange Blossom Brewing, too. They've helped out Orange Blossom Brewing get their name out there and can not only brew and can and also help them distribute their beer out to certain markets in Florida to help get them started. I know as of right now, Orange Blossom Brewing no longer has the Brew Hub, the Brew Hub's involvement in helping them brew. They've opened their own facility that was larger than what they had before, so everything that they're doing now is out of their own facility in Orlando. I think D-Lang could correct me if I'm wrong. But, yeah, that's all I got, guys. Things have been pretty hectic of involving the family, so I haven't really called very much, but I'm still listening to the shows every weekend as I do yard work. So
nice.
The yard work,
as always,
yard work.
Keep up the great work.
We're edgy too.
Bye.
Bye.
Awesome.
Yard work listener. I like hearing how people listen to the show. Please don't be afraid to mention that, either getting with us on social media or when you're leaving a voicemail.
Yeah.
I like hearing that. So Florida Steve listens
so he
while
was,
he's doing yard work.
He was, sounds like,
I do
like
listen to podcasts,
for
me
it?
Too, while doing yard work. He seemed like he was okay. Yeah, because he was talking about how much all this helped and stuff. Yeah,
there was no long-term commitment. They're like, do what you need to do. You're welcome to stay with us, but if you want to move on, that's fine too.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is that what I got from Florida like, Steve?
Yeah.
So he's for it or against it?
For it or against it!
I'm going to put Steve in the for it category.
He's for it.
I'm sorry if that's wrong, Florida Steve, but thank you for your insight.
What? How could you have done that? I can't believe you said that. Now we're going to have to correct ourselves.
Hey, guys.
What's going on, Perfect Pour?
Whoa. We're driving.
We are driving. It is Saturday.
It's Saturday. It's Colin and Janine.
That's too early.
Best day ever.
And just finished our Halloween mini tour at Old Chicago. So many of you who don't live around in Old Chicago.
I don't.
It's like they do these mini tours every.
How would I know? I don't live around there.
Every month or so.
Yeah, Mikey, that's my blinker.
Yeah. And
he's turning left.
And it's kind of cool because you get to drink and you get beers, you get points towards beers, and then you get things. So you get a t-shirt every mini tour you do. Every 110 beers that you drink, which is basically all the mini tours for the year, then you get a mug, or not a mug, your name on the wall.
Ooh,
the wall of
even
foam,
better.
As they call it.
The wall of foam.
So it's kind of cool. I've got the wall of foam twice. I'm working on my third.
Dang.
And so I wanted to give a pro tip out there to all of you who have significant others who don't like to drink beer.
This was going on too, the comment that Mike Montoya made about his wife not liking beer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so here in Colorado, and I don't know if it's the same for other states, but you can bring in quote-unquote water bottles to breweries because they don't serve food, so they don't care if you bring in outside stuff. Yeah. So go to the liquor store, buy whatever your woman likes to drink, put it in a fucking water bottle, and then drink it discreetly. Bottle. Don't be like Mikey, like, hey guys, I'm over here. I'm drinking quote-unquote water.
Well, there's some fantastic, really expensive products that are absolutely perfect for this. Hydro Flask makes something very elegant that I would say.
Get a Hydro Flask or a Yeti. Something opaque that you can't see through.
That's what Janine's mom does. She does it very well.
My mom doesn't drink beer. She goes to breweries with us all the time. It's really cool. She puts a bottle of wine in there. She just drinks her wine discreetly, like I said. Not like, hey, look at me.
If I'm
going to
go with you guys, I got to have wine.
No, because we're Colorado and we don't care about that. Just tip. And then Colin's got a question for the guys.
They're Colorado AF.
I've been listening to the show for a long time. Longer than I've been calling in, of course. But one thing.
Let's see how far back he's going to go.
That I kind of found out later. I had to kind of research, do some research about where does. You know, what is this I Love Gold? So I knew I'd heard it before, so I did a little research on it. Oh, okay. I've seen that before. Saw the movie. Watched the clip like 500 times. I think I annoyed Janine with it. To a certain extent.
Until I started listening.
So whose idea was it, though, and where did that come from for the I Love Gold? Because it's kind of the biggest theme in the show, and I don't know the origin of it.
Oh, and real quick, our favorite thing to get from breweries is hoodies.
Oh, my God, we have so many hoodies.
This is solid.
We only have use for them for like 1 month.
It's unfortunate how many hoodies
we have. That's
right.
But they're great.
Keep up
that
work. Guys,
well, if you like I Love Gold, if you like I Love Gold, then it was my idea.
Now
I came up with it.
I think there's only one person.
And if you don't like it, it was Matt's idea.
I think there's only one person that knows the true answer.
Who? Now I want to know. Who's this?
When Captain Whiffle calls in and tells us.
Captain Whiffle.
Captain, you got some work to do this week.
I will say that Reggie U559 on the Untaps. We used to work together. Reggie still works. We still work for the same company. He just works in a different place than I do now. So
you're in shipping. He's in receiving.
Yeah, something like that. And
they just keep handing the same package back to each other. I wish we worked together. Yeah, I know. Me too.
Used to be able to hang out with them. I don't get to anymore. But
can I get some backup over here?
We did.
Yeah, I'll be right there, bro.
We did a lot of the Mike Myers movies. References. We did a lot of Austin Powers references, like lines. We were always doing Austin Powers lines, and we did all those. That's from the third one, the gold member.
Yeah, gold mm-hmm. member.
And I love gold. And I felt like whenever we had, because as a listener, like if we don't acknowledge it, sometimes you don't realize that we're having another beer. And that's sort of the point of the show is beer.
Are you trying to show off how many beers we're having?
Yeah, basically showing off. So it's like, I sort of needed a reference point or a button that would know like, oh, we've opened up another beer here and we're having this other beer. And so, I don't know why that melded with. Like, I love gold melded with, like, this is another beer, but that just seemed like it fit for some reason. That opening a new beer, that's the sound you hear when we open a new beer. So I'm not sure why that got linked together, but that's from what I remember.
It makes me feel like we're now doing like a live streaming thing, and like that's the audible noise so people can know, like, oh, hey, thanks for. Thanks for being a part of this and so knowing that this happened while you were here.
There is the what I can think of about the origin of I love gold.
I want to say it's my idea.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
I think it is.
And me.
Guess what we're doing?
What?
We're brewing.
Yeah, Zach's brewing.
Isn't that super? Can you guess where we're at? We're not at Steven Zach's house, but we're at another property of his with his name on it.
Oh, I said it too soon. Where are you at?
Where do you think it is? That's right. Tell him, Chief.
Your mom's.
Zach's Brewing.
There it's Zach's Brewing. Your mom's.
Yeah. Damn it.
Zach's
tell him what we made.
Brewing? A professional brewing?
Light bar lager for all the bros.
It's the bro.
It's the broest of the bros.
It's better than a protein shake.
It's a protein chip.
That's right, Professor.
Bro,
you know what I mean?
I bro love you.
Alright, I think that's it with the bros.
Yeah, we're having fun, we're brewing,
fun.
And Zax is coming.
That's right. I haven't had a beer yet today, have you?
Nope.
No, we haven't had a beer yet, and it's like almost 6 o'clock p.m. on a Saturday. Imagine that.
That's
a
double batching.
That's a long time. Yeah, we're waiting till we're done brewing to drink, you know, doing it on the first time. You don't want to fuck. Well, I almost cussed. You don't want to mess things up, and it's not really a good idea.
Sir, please.
Drinking while you're home brewing is a little different. You know, it's a little different.
Yeah, this is serious. This is
on a larger scale, you don't want to drink while you're brewing. Nope. It's a no-no. Well, anyway, anything else to say, Chief?
Keep up the great work.
We're brewing.
I know the ladies of Zach's Brewing were across the street drinking at Tioga.
Yeah, I talked to them.
While the dudes were laboring away.
I talked to them. I didn't even go inside. So, yes, this is gigantic news.
You didn't go to... Oh, what?
No, I had the producer with me and my child.
Couldn't you have gone to the bathroom, quotes?
No, because then I know what happened. I don't... Then I'd be there gone a half an hour, and then it's like, yes. Then it becomes a whole thing.
I got a flat tire. I had to change it real quick.
Yeah. So, officially, Zach's Brewing is officially brewing beer!
They're brewing.
And their first batch is a reference that Nick... I'm going to say Nick started it.
First double.
No,
batch.
Steven actually started that.
The light bar referencing?
Yeah, he was a guest on the episode.
Okay.
And we were talking about 805 trucks, and he dropped, with the light bars on it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That was actually
that's a
his
Steven
reference.
But that's awesome. Their first batch is a
double batch.
Light bar. Well, double batch.
Well, he filled up the big fermenter.
Right.
His brew kettle is not as big as his fermenters, so they double batched it.
All right.
That's why they were still brewing at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Still brewing. This is exciting stuff. Zach's Brewing is officially licensed as a real brewer now.
Yes.
And is now has liquid sugar water fermenting in their tanks.
Yes.
And it is exciting
as
hell.
It's turning into beer as we speak.
And there's even more perfect pour referencing going on that I'll just save for a little bit
longer. Wow. So, yeah, Matt got to see them earlier in the day. I got to see them later.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty exciting.
You were there with Cousin Dan and...
The Skibs.
Skibs?
Yeah.
Was Jason there, too?
Yeah, Jason stopped by.
Yeah. It was the whole crew.
Yeah. So, the original Garage Door Brewing all made an appearance that day.
Wow. Exciting
stuff. There was a point in the day during the Fulton Street party, I was like, well, I'm going to slip out here real quick, and nobody will probably even notice. And I was actually able to go over there for 15, 20 minutes, nice. And nobody said anything. So.
What are they going to say? You're the boss.
And it was going pretty smooth. They said that their efficiency from home brewing to the big system, their efficiency was up, not down.
Hmm.
And he found out that his... brew kettle over the existing floor was not the best of matches. So,
What does that mean?
concrete's better to boil over than painted floors.
Oh, so. Painted floors suck.
Yes.
Huh?
Because I saw the heat melts the paint.
Oh, yes,
is what Matt's getting.
Because I saw another brewery. That's funny. Just today. I mean, that's weird that you say that, because just today I saw another brewery that had, it was showing their floors and the tank on their floors, and it was painted green.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, and it was painted before, you could tell they painted it before they put the tanks on the mm-hmm. floor. I was like, oh, wow. I was like, that would have been cool if they could have done that, painted the floor, because that looks cool. And now you're saying, like, no, not a good idea to have painted floors.
What was the air gap between the floor and the tank? That's the question.
And it also depends. Yeah. Like, so
Zach's
at Tioga,
has a low boy, so it's right there, real close.
Yeah, so they had a burner right over the floor. So there was even though the heat rises and all that stuff, there was the floor was still within distance of radiant heat. And, so it was just kind of easy baking oven the floor. So that was something you learned on. It's dealt with. He went and cleaned it up, and it's ready to go.
You live and learn.
But that was like that's what he ran into during his first two batches. So that's pretty good.
The floor.
You know, somebody like us, we have painted floors, but our kettle is heated by steam. So we have a boiler that heats water. The kettle is jacketed with a coil. And the steam runs through it, and that's how it heats up. His was a direct flame, so that was the difference.
There you go. Industry talk.
Hey, we talk more about it.
This is Paul from Houston. Thought I'd give you a call tell you about an awesome craft beer event I went to last night.
Houston rep, Paul.
Restaurant Houston here rep. In Houston called Huey's, and it's a Vietnamese restaurant that makes amazing banh mi sandwiches.
Ooh,
but it's also a craft beer bar, and they have lots of really good craft beer from... mostly from Houston, but kind of all over the place too. And last night was their 5-year anniversary, and so they had a big party benefiting a dog rescue, which was awesome in itself.
Louis, a dog rescue.
They had a bunch of the local Houston breweries come out and set up booths outside in their parking lot, and it was kind of a mini beer festival. And man, let me tell you, Houston has some really good breweries. Doesn't get a lot of credit for it in the national beer scene, but there are some really good breweries here. So had a double dry hopped IPA from a brewery called 11 Below. That was really good. And then I had a dry hopped Saison from another brewery called Great Heights. That was awesome as well. It's the second time I've had a hoppy Saison recently, and they're really good. I think it should take off and become a new style. And let's see, and then I had an Imperial Stout that was also really awesome. And we finally are getting some cold fronts here in Houston, so it was really great considering it was a little cooler out. It was just a really fun event and benefited a good cause for the puppies. So that was pretty great. And made me think of a question, too, which I wonder what you guys think about this. So when you go to a beer festival, what's your strategy? Do you go heavy beers first? Do you go light beers, work your way to the heavy beers, start out hoppy and then go less hoppy? Just curious to know what your strategy is for beer festivals so you don't get burnt out. Anyway, guys, keep up the great work, and I'll call in again soon. Bye.
Bye. I, keep up the good work. go. I start my festivals light. As with everything, I think if you know you're going to be drinking a while, is light starting out light.
Oh, you mean like triple IPAs?
If you're going to be at a festival, Nick, are you going to start light? Are you going to start heavy? What's your drinking strategy at a festival?
I start with the triple IPAs and end on the barley wines.
You're just all big.
Oh, yeah.
I only want big.
Yeah.
I already paid for these beers.
That's
give
right.
me big.
Give me big.
I mean, that's a good point, though. Like,
I'm going to be here for an hour and a half, and I Ubered here.
You paid $20-$40, whatever it is you paid to get in there.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, give me the expensive beers. All expensive beers. Well,
not only that. The other reason is, if it's a medium-ish beer, a 5-7% beer, or maybe lower than that, maybe 4-6, it's probably a core beer that I've had already.
Had that.
And I'm not interested in that to begin with. So usually the more flavorful stuff, the unique stuff, is a barrel-aged beer, some kind of triple dry-hopped, or maybe... you know, something crazy. The higher ABV beers tend to be the more unique beers that they bring to festivals.
You want to go unique. If the lines aren't insane for the unique, you want to go uniques. My initial thought isn't ABV, it's brewery that I haven't had.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously.
That's my first thing. Like, I haven't had that. That's my first thing I'm trying. And then I shift to keeping it mellow, and then I start going heavy later on. So that's my strategy.
There you go.
Matt's strategy is he has to work all the festivals, so he doesn't have time for strategies.
So it depends on my responsibility. Sometimes when I go to festivals, it's kind of work-related, and I go, do I have to stay kind of sober because I have to pour beer, or you guys do not care? If they do not care, it's you hit beer heavy, you get the buzz, mix some water in there, get some food because you've probably already been there 2-3 hours. It's probably lunchtime. Don't forget to eat. And then just kind of wait that out a little bit, then hit some more beers before the festival closes down.
There's your strategies.
But don't go too crazy because you're probably going to go out afterwards.
Yeah. Strategy. Guys.
Post game.
What's up? Mexican Americano here, a.k.a. Hey, El Dorado. Hey. How's it going?
Good.
Hope all is well.
Mm-hmm.
These are cool.
Just calling to say what's up because it's been a while, but nothing's going on. I did want to call about something you guys were talking about last week, talking about the Peanuts Gang and Charles Schultz. Schultz?
Yes.
Wow. That was a struggle. Charles Schultz. I just wanted to... You guys were talking about how he's from Santa Rosa. But I don't know what Schultz you're talking about because Charles Schultz that created the Peanuts Gang is actually from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
What?
No!
So, yeah. I'm not sure which one you're talking about. Maybe the football player. Oh, wait. Yep. I think that would make sense. Okay, well, never mind. Little tidbit of information for you. The guy who created the Peanuts Gang is actually from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Yeah. All right.
Well, maybe that's all. Move to Santa Rosa.
Everything's good. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Bye.
Wow.
Maybe move to Santa Rosa.
Transplant.
Think about that. Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys. Did not know that.
I swear there was all kinds of Charlie. Maybe I'm thinking of a different comic book or a comic writer, but.
You just got called out. Burn. Burn!
I say the wrong thing, wrong information all the time. Don't trust me.
Don't quote me, boy.
Don't quote me. Don't trust me.
Hey guys, guess what? I'm fucking sober, eh? Truly here, really perfect poor. Matt, Nick, and Mike, I miss you guys, up, eh? 24 days home.
What you been doing?
Sober October. Today's the 24th day of not an ounce of craft beer or liquor, Holmes. Just a quick little recap, I said. I've lost almost 5 pounds just from not drinking alcohol, Holmes. Crazy, yes, and from the money I saved, shows you how expensive craft beer is and how much it affects our livelihood and our financial.
You probably put it in your Tahoe.
Cost of living, essay. I was able to purchase a cat-back system for my 99 Suburban, essay.
Sorry, big Suburban, not Tahoe.
That's what my wife calls it, Holmes. She said, that's the only chick I can be inside, eh? What a lady.
Do you want me to explain it to you? Or are you going to get
3-inch piping from the catalytic converter.
Mansplain them.
After Tuesday.
Flowmaster 50 Series Delta.
All right.
With a black Onyx exhaust tip, Holmes. So, Matt, Nick, okay. You guys can tell Mikey how much that is, Holmes. It's pretty pricey, I said.
It's not cheap.
Other things. Al Green called in, said something about Scotty B. Brewery. He had to go in there because of the name. Al Green, anytime a facility says Scotty on it, I'm going to be inside it. It's, I always want to be inside Scotty, Holmes. What a lay. Also, Holmes, what else? I think that's about it. I caught up on a lot of stuff, Holmes. Orale, check it out, eh? 7 days from today, Holmes, will be October 31st. Happy fucking Halloween, I said. Happy Halloween. Early fucking Halloween, Holmes. But to listeners and you guys, what beer should be the first one I should pop open, Holmes? Obviously, when I hear the show next week, it won't be on the 31st, but I'll hold off, I said, for the listeners and for you guys to make this monumental
November
moment.
November 1st. What amazing, beer should you have November
so,
1st?
The beer that gets the most mentions that I can purchase in my area will be the first beer that I pop open after this Sober October fiasco, Holmes. So I'll listen to the show on that day, which is Friday, which I think would be the 2nd of November. And that's when I'll pop open that beer and put it out there for everybody, Holmes. Yeah, I'll give you 2 extra days of not drinking, Holmes. It doesn't matter, Holmes. I've been working like crazy, so not like I got time to drink anyways. Also, quick little thing. I just got a tweet from Zach's Brewery. Guess what? It's a chocotazo.
That's
on the burners, eh? That's just fermenting, Holmes. It's a monumental moment. This is history, Holmes. A lot of history between myself and the Perfect Four and Zach's Brewery and Scotty B. This is just—it's crazy, man. The way we need someone to blog about this, Holmes. This is like monumental, isn't it? This is a podcast and a listener getting together, and then the podcast reaching out, and then just getting to a brewery, Holmes, and just. This becoming a real thing, I say. This is what we live for, Holmes. This is what we strive for. This is like, you know, you're put on this earth for a reason, I say. And at the end of the day, it's like, what have I left for my kids, eh? I didn't leave them a lot of money, Holmes. I'm not gonna leave them a lot of money because I'm gonna spend this shit on myself, eh? But especially with the prices of craft beer, I say. But you know, they can go to Fresno, Holmes. They can go to Zach's Brewery and order a beer that their pops made, Holmes. That's what a legacy is, I say. And hopefully my kids will be proud of me, and the wife will hate me like always, because, you know, that's
damn
what wives
beer.
Do, I think, right? Or is it just Latina wives? I'm just kidding, Holmes. You know, it's just something that you can say.
Not just Latina.
You know, your kids can say, man, my pops did this, you know? And hopefully this sticks. Not hopefully, it's going to stick forever, Holmes. Zach's Brewery will surpass Budweiser, I say. That's what I'm hoping for. Orale. This is other than that, Holmes. Let me know what beer I should pop open on November 2nd or whatever that Friday is after fucking Halloween, eh? And then that'll be the beer that's gonna get me drunk. I'm kind of scared, eh? I think I'm gonna get drunk off of one beer, eh?
Yes.
I wouldn't doubt it, Holmes.
It's what a miracle.
It's true, your beer, and I love you guys. And fucking trick or treat safe.
Yeah.
And make sure you take flashlights and shit and hold your bags tight, Holmes, because
right.
You know punk ass kids like to steal candy from little
what?
Kids.
What?
Orale.
That chew doesn't beer. Really happen, does it?
What?
Peace out, Chew. Chew your beer.
Chew your beer
on Untappd and social media. And what Chew was referencing is we didn't mention it that I wanted to wait for Chew's voicemail is. Zach's Brewing, their second batch, their first batch, the Light Bar Lager.
Double batch.
Second beer they brewed is Chocotazo.
I didn't think he... I don't know. That was still a surprise to me. That he brewed Chocotazo.
Pretty amazing. Oh, you heard about it first. You knew it first.
I don't know if I was first, but he said it that night. He's like, oh, yeah, second batch, Chocotazo. Mm-hmm. What?
He tagged somebody. I don't know if it was him. Somebody tagged us in a social media post. It's like, just got done brewing.
Yeah.
Because they were saying I was having a conversation at the Fulton Street party with members of the family saying, like, don't be putting this on social media. But this what happening? I didn't hear about Chocotazo. I was like, okay, I'll let you guys.
Yeah.
I'll let you guys handle social media, and then I'll just do whatever you guys say. So I didn't think they were gonna do any social media for a while. They're gonna wait till like they're open, and then all of a sudden, there's a post. We're brewing Chocotazo. I was like, holy shit, it's real.
It's real.
A real brewery is brewing a beer has its origins from this show. It's like, I mean, I know Chew brewed it down south, but yeah, it gained its popularity because of the show. So, and the fact that
tens of people have asked for that beer.
Tens of people have asked for it. It's a whale. That qualifies as a whale right there. So there's going to be Chocotazo. You can get a can of Chocotazo on tap and in a growler or crowler-esque can available.
He's going to do 16-ounce crowlers. For
4 weeks, we'll say, roughly-ish.
Yeah, that's when the beer will be done. Who knows?
Yeah. So, oh my gosh, we're so close. We've been all these taproom updates and all these things, and we're on the doorstep.
If they open Art Hop, they'll be out of beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
November Art Hop, that'll kill them right there.
One day, just the door opened for an hour, and they're like going to be out of beer.
So an average Art Hop for us pushes close to 1,000 people, so that could easily spill over to their place. So if they open that day, that's it. They'll be like, see you in a month. All right, bye.
See you next month.
Yeah.
We'll be open next month.
So we stopped by for a meeting.
Get it.
And somebody accidentally left the door unlocked.
Oops.
And there were people walking in asking if they were open yet.
Like, are you guys open?
Are you open? Was it somebody from the downtown Facebook group?
No, I think it was stragglers from Fulton Street Party.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. They were walking home and looking for one more beer.
Yeah.
Even though the windows are taped over with bags.
Completely
opaque. Let's open it up.
Pull on the door.
No, we're not fucking open.
So that's what our brewmaster, Kevin, he has a nickname because the keg machine is right by the front door. And so if you're washing kegs, you're the first line of defense for people. And, you know, it's all the bad jokes.
Like, I just washed
you got
cakes.
Any samples? Nice. All those things. So he calls that the Walmart greeter position.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because you're the first.
Hey, can I get some samples?
Hi. How are you doing today? Well, can you load those in my truck? Yeah, I've never heard that before.
Brewery rumor.
Oh, there's no price on it. It must be free.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Oh, gosh. Oh, God. How many times I got that to register at Vons? When something would ring up.
It must be free.
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah. Oh, your lucky day.
Yeah, it must be the you must be the 20th guy that told me that today.
Must be up your ass is what it must be.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, so Chew, to get back to Chew's question, what beer should he's gone sober the whole month of October. What should be his first beer?
He's got to go back to his roots. Whatever his gateway beer was.
Oh, it's yeah,
he's got to rediscover his gateway beer.
I like that.
Isn't that a song, Back to My Roots?
Back to
I've
my
had
roots.
The fridge mic on this whole time. Hopefully,
no wonder we sound like.
What was his
Arrogant Bastard was his first beer? He's got to rediscover that.
I agree with that. Or that brewery that he loves that he touts all the time. That's in the Van Nuys area. That way.
McLeod?
Yeah, McLeod's. He's got to have the McLeod's.
McLeod.
Clouds.
If not his gateway beer, the McLeods. That's what I'm saying.
I say gateway beer. Ooh, if he had a pale ale, he's got to go back to pale ale.
I'll agree with that, gateway beer.
Oh, my gosh.
If it was a Bass Ale at Fresno State,
would you go back to Bass Ale? You got to go back to Fresno State.
Ooh, and you have to have it at the bar you had it.
Ooh, you hear that, Chew? You got to really go back to your roots. I think Chew would like that.
You got to go back to the pub at the Bucket.
Oh, geez. Fresno State, the Bucket?
Bucket.
Mikey, do you realize what you have in your hand?
He's rinsing right now, sir.
I'm trying to rinse my glass right now. I don't have time to look at it. Ooh, Cutting Tiles. Double IPA from Trillium. How the hell did we get a Trillium beer?
Our friend Gumby.
Jeez, Gumby.
Sober October.
We are taking advantage of Gumby here. We're getting a Henny Topper and a Trillium beer?
Yep. He donated them because they couldn't sit in his fridge no longer.
Sucker!
We do not get
this Trillium.
This is straight up juice right here.
Third Trillium beer ever.
It's hazy.
Sorry, Nick.
It's like orange rind and
it's pretty
like
pretty bitter still
and
hazy.
And lemon menthol cough drops.
I don't remember that part.
Serpents and spiders, tail of a rat, call in the spirits wherever they're at.
Louis getting scared. Louis getting scared, Nick.
Poor Louis. Poor Louis.
Don't do that anymore.
Oh, so do it more?
Oh, so do it more then. We're still doing voicemails. We're keeping them all together this week.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is John in Long Beach. Fire Dog Brewing.
Fire Dog Brewing.
Just doing a little experiment. Wanted to see how late is not too late to send in an email voicemail.
Oh, wow.
Just got off work, and as I was walking to my car, I glanced down at the Instagram and saw you guys were tailgating. And,
you made it.
Only a few minutes ago. So, I know you're switching it up, Mikey. You're doing all these things out of order. So, I don't know. Maybe my voicemail will make it. Or maybe it'll be like a week and a half from now when I actually hear it. So, then I'll know.
Yeah.
Then I'll know.
It happens.
That's true.
But I'm going to try and slide it in.
slide into our DMs.
That's really about it. You guys stay classy, Fresno.
That's it.
Wow. Litmus test.
Fresno. You made it. You know it. Now you know. Now you know, and knowing is half the battle.
Turn on your notifications.
Turn on your notifications. By the way, next week's show, it looks like we're going to record a day early because of Halloween and all that stuff. So, all you voicemailers.
This is Halloween.
This is Halloween.
Now
this
I regret not going with that.
Damn it. What? Oh, now you want to go to
You could have done Nightmare Before Christmas, Halloween, Haunted Mansion.
Send us a message from somewhere beyond.
So get your voicemails in a day earlier than you normally do. All right?
Watch for the tailgate posts.
Watch for the tailgate posts. Tuesday.
Hey guys, Tiny Bag.
What's up, Tiny Bag?
I am at the mothership.
Oh my god.
Sierra Nevada and Chico. Drinking
Sierra. Wow. Fresh narwhal.
And it's fantastic. And I need a narwhal buddy.
Without a narwhal buddy.
He sounds like he does.
I miss you guys. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Danger.
Tony Bags is at Sierra Nevada without a normal buddy.
I think they provide one for you.
Get up
though.
You're like, excuse me, I don't have a normal buddy. Okay, sir. We'll be right with you. I'll send out Gladys. She's coming out there to be your normal buddy.
She'll be designated normal buddy for the evening. She will provide you with
just start saying all kinds of stuff.
Complimentary pretzels.
my girlfriend when I was 19. I loved her so much. She was so beautiful.
I know, right? Yeah, she...
she just fucking left me.
Okay, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
Have a normal.
Have a normal. Normal buddies. You need them, guys.
You need them.
Hey, guys. It's Hoppy Libations. And hi, first Hoppy. Of all, I wanted to hi. Thank you all for your concern about the hurricane. Thankfully, over on our side of the bay, we were fine. But I know Hoppy Hubs has family up in Pensacola. And they're still dealing with some stuff up there. So I appreciate it. Hey, and also, thank you for your concern, Nick, about my dog. Mm-hmm. I was 8 when I got him.
Oh, man.
He's been a long time family dog, and it was hard. Thank you. That was really sweet of you guys. I wanted to weigh in on the cycle stuff because, as you know, Lumber and I share the Tampa Bay area, and it actually falls on my side of the bay.
Oh.
And it's my understanding that with Tampa Bay Beer Week last year, they did tons of bottle releases. They did one bottle release every single day of Tampa Bay Beer Week. And they found out shortly, as they got into the week, that the bottling process, something happened, and the bottles were infected.
Ooh.
And so I know that it really hurt the cycle name, and they were looking to expand, and I think the owner might be looking to move on to something else. And so I know that they've had some discussions in the works about who they might be partnering up with or selling to. So that was my understanding. As far as Brew Hub is concerned, I've never really been impressed with their stuff, but I'm willing to give it a try. Cycle Cream and Sugar Please is a really solid solid beer. And Cycle Crank, really, same thing. Everybody raves about Cycle Fixie, and I don't know why. I don't know. I'm not a fan. We always make fun of it, actually. If I get my hands on a couple of cans or bottles, I'll send them your way. And I guess that's it. Shout out to all my Florida reps. I did go to Willard's
to
ride out the storm at one point. Willard's!
All right, guys. So she went to the pub and had a pint, waited for all of it to blow over.
Watch it all blow over.
Good
beer, Mom. Watch it all blow over. IPA.
Yeah, that's the beer to have when you're at Willard's watching the latest, whatever the latest hurricane is coming in. You go to Willard's.
Hurricane blank.
Blow over. River. We have a beer coming out called Hop Fuzz.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Is that like Hop Fuzz?
Is it an Art Hop
beer? Is this a Killer's reference?
It is an Art Hop beer.
Oh, is that going to be available November
1st?
Oh, yeah, you're right. November 1st is first Thursday.
Killer's reference, right?
I think so.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Hey, guys, it's Hoppy Libations. Uh-oh. And first of all, I wanted to thank you all
for your concern
about the hurricane.
You're welcome.
Hey, I like hearing Hoppy twice.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Nothing wrong with hearing Hoppy again.
Cheers.
What was the whole
thing? Florence and her machine.
Frederick Ford. Lumber, how today?
Hey,
uh-oh.
Lumber, what are you doing?
Let's see. I'm calling in. It's been a while. I've kind of had a crazy couple weeks.
Okay.
We bought a house. We're all settling in.
Oh, nice. Boy.
Good job.
Lumber Sarah, my wife.
Lumber Sarah.
Besides, we should buy a washer and dryer.
Uh-oh. I
agree. We buy a washer and dryer. Home Depot's coming to install it, and the guy decides, you know, welcome to home ownership. I'm going to break this here water line.
Oh, shit.
What's 2 rooms of your house?
You're welcome.
So we've been dealing with that for about a week and a half now. Still working on drying the house out. Got the dryer fans in there and all that. My house sounds like
What did you break it and go have a beer?
The airplane is taking off in my house, but it's all good. Let's see. Been caught drinking. Been drinking.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. All I've had is Hazy Little Thing from Sierra Nevada.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's it.
Oh, they got the Carolina brewery now.
Which brings up a good question, you know, but I'll ask it later. First, okay. My thoughts on Brew Hub. Very important.
Yes.
I would say that it's not buyout, but I'm going to put an asterisk on that.
Okay.
Not buyout asterisk. Like, I need to find out more. I wish they were more public with what all the details of the contract is, because I know they are a big contract brewer, and a lot of different small breweries are contracting with them to increase production and save money to grow their business.
It doesn't save money. And I think that's a good thing.
As long as you still own the recipe, you still own what you're doing, right? They're just like employees, really, and you're renting equipment, right? It's like if I go and rent tools and then build a house, I still built the house, right?
Okay.
It's not like somebody else built it and then I'm saying like, hey, I built it.
I like that.
So we'll see what that all comes down to, I'm sure, in the future. Now, the question.
Uh-huh.
If I check in a beer, right? Let's say I buy a six-pack of, you know, Sierra Nevada's Hazy Little Thing Juicy IPA.
Okay.
Do you check all six if you drink them over the course of like a week? Or do you only get to check it once per six pack? Furthermore, if you rebuy a six pack, so like I bought a six pack a month ago, then I bought another six pack, is that a second check in? Huh? Because I've only been checking in unique beers. So in other words, the first time I buy it, I check it in, and every time after that, no soup for you. That doesn't count. Anyway, keep up the good work, guys.
Guys. Bye.
So, okay, so. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. First of all, I really appreciate all the Florida reps' input on this ordeal so far.
I think we got that issue covered now.
But as it stands right now, Florida Steve is for it. Hoppy's again it. And Lumber's split down the middle. So we got a tie so far.
Ooh.
Not that this matters at all. But
oh, yeah.
As far as the check-ins, it's personal preference. Do you wish to keep a tight, unique to total beer check-in? Or do you not care and you want to know all the beers you drink? Because after the first check-in, all you're doing is bumping up your total check-ins. So do you want a high total check-in and a different unique number, or do you want your unique to totals tight? Do you want them to be almost the same?
Ooh, yeah. See, so what do?
The beer still counts, but how do you want to be perceived on social media?
Okay. How do you want to be perceived?
I like to keep it tight. I like to keep my uniques to total within a close range.
Hmm. So if you have a six-pack... something, you're not going to check in. You're checking in one time
until next year's variant comes out.
Even if you're spacing that six pack over the course of the week,
that's right.
You're not. You've checked it in once. You're done checking.
I'm done checking it in. I get to enjoy the rest of that six pack uninhibited by social media.
Interesting.
I do not have to worry about taking another photo and worry about is the lighting right.
Yeah.
Will my friends think this is cool? Did they not see my first check-in? And I need more cheers, so I'll recheck this in.
I need
in.
More pets in the back.
No, it's done. I checked it in. I get to enjoy the rest of the beer, unencumbered by social media.
Matt, do you? I feel like you have the same policy.
Oh no, I could care less. I'll check in things multiple times.
But then you won't check in things. Like you'll do both.
Well, yeah, there's a general lack of care for checking in things all the time. But I feel that even if I'm checking in the same thing, I feel that I owe it to people that genuinely care what I'm drinking.
Right.
Ooh, so in other words, this beer is good enough to check in again. Like, I appreciate this beer. Therefore, I will check in.
If you have a six-pack... Well, I mean, I know you've got a lot of Tioga in your fridge, but you have a six pack.
Not as much as you would think.
If you have a six pack of something, are you going to, do you just check in the first first beer off that six pack, or are you checking in multiple?
If I have three in one night, I'm not going to do three check-ins. But if I had one week and one the next week, there's a possibility I could.
Okay. Gotcha. I would, I'm kind of along those lines where I'm kind of all over the place where if I've checked in that, if I have, let's say I have a six pack of General Sherman's, I'll definitely check in the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the week, I'll just sort of if I'm going to have that one that night.
Oh, so you're throwing out, hey, daily. I'm still alive, guys.
Exactly. I'm drinking with you guys tonight too. Drinking too. In my mind, I'm not thinking like, I want to show these guys I'm drinking this beer. It's more of like, I want to pop in and say, I'm here too.
Yeah.
I'm at the party too. I'm drinking as well. Right.
Going for a jog. If I'm not back in 3 hours, come look for me.
So that's what I'm all about. Uniques and also checking in that like I'm here too. If you guys want to comment or if you want to talk to me, I'm drinking as well this evening.
See, I didn't think about it like that.
That's what I think of it more a little bit more social, even though I'm not that good about going to others and commenting. Mm-hmm. I do it.
I do it. Doo-doo?
But
you said doo-doo.
Doo-doo. I don't know. I think as beer geeks, we should use Untappd more than we should use other. I mean, Instagram is probably the number. It's probably pretty even between Untappd and Instagram as far as beer geeks. I think probably Instagram, we use Instagram more heavily than, or participate more heavily on Instagram than we do on Untappd, but I think it probably should lean more towards Untappd. I don't know.
Wow.
But yeah, I'm kind of all over the place. I will not check in a whole six pack, and then I will check in four of the six beers from the six pack. It's sort of just what I'm feeling. Like, if I'm bored that night, if the producer has already fallen asleep on the couch and I'm sitting awake and drinking beer and just watching something on TV that I only semi-care about, I'm really more worried about my beer than whatever I'm watching, then I might start checking in and like...
Just to see what's happening.
Yeah, just to be like more involved in that than anything else.
I get it. Yeah. Makes sense. Nuts, wow.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
That was a traditional block of voicemails. The past couple weeks I've been just sort of dropping them in indiscriminately. This week went back to a traditional way. So we can just kind of see, what do we like better? I don't know. Wow, I'm in my buggy.
You're in your doom buggy.
I'm in my buggy now. Bear, 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 bear.
Looking out for beers.
We're barely into looking out for.
Yeah, we're behind, man. It's a big show. When Zach's Brewing is officially a brewery,
we're getting drunk.
This is all crazy.
The end of the perfect pour as we know.
Yep. We have ended the show now. We've got too much beer, too much going on.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, we're like a good half hour behind.
This is the seventh beer we've opened so far. We're just into looking out for.
Please, Disney, don't kill.
We're all having fun.
What we have now is Bottle Logic and Virgin Beer combined to make Roots of Mirror. Roots of Mirror. Hazy double IPA. Oh. Nick is just getting his ass kicked this week.
Die.
This is also a beer donated to the show by Raisin to Barrels.
We don't have much Bottle Logic on here, so I had to open it.
Wow, we've had
you
a
got one stout.
Virgin.
You should be happy.
Yeah, he got
it was
one.
A porter on top of that.
One porter.
You got a sour. You got a wild ale and a stout. Yes. Come
there's
on,
a
man.
Little bit left in there. You can jeez. Savor it.
Oh boy.
Jeez, what are you complaining about?
I know.
God dang.
Well, you know, I paid good money. I didn't never pay anything for this.
All right, looking out for besides future Zach's Brewing, like a chocotazo. What I teased at the beginning of the show, the number one talked about beer this week on social media was the Planters Peanut. The company Planters Peanut did a collab with Noon Whistle Brewing out of the ooh. Chicago area.
Chicago.
A small brewer out of Chicago. This is Planters, the Planters. Did a collab with this Noon Whistle Brewing, a small indie brewer, and it's called Mr. IPA Nut. And it's a it coming in 16-ounce cans, only $9.99 for a 4-pack, 800 pounds.
Only $9.99.
Yeah. 800 pounds of peanut of honey roasted Planters peanut. And it's available in the tap room at Noon Whistle and also in some of the beer store, the better beer stores in the Chicago area. So, Chef, if you can get your hands on one of these cans, maybe Chef can send it to us. I saw this first by Josh Noel of the Chicago Tribune, a.k.a. Hop Notes. But then it just went around social media big time this week. I've seen people already have it. So it's out there. It's possible to get. And that's a looking out for beer. Also, Dust Bowl, our local Dust Bowl. They've had a couple beers.
Dusty Bowls.
That they've released lately that they haven't sent us. They do send us beers from time to time. Dust Bowl from Turlock, a little north of Fresno. This one's called Mouthful of Miracles. Double Brute IPA. Which sounds like it probably is the right way to go with a brute, is a double. And I don't know that I've had a double brute before. So I really want to try this. I feel like this might be what a brute IPA is missing because it's so thin. I feel like maybe a double brute would be good, and I wanted to try it. Alvarado Street, Nelson, baby. Nelson, baby.
Cross that off my list because you just
oh, sorry,
you
bro.
Want it.
$18 wow. for a 4-pack Nelson Savon.
What?
Out.
Oh, come on.
And for that,
it's on Battle Street. And the Four Sons Brewing collabed with the band Dirty Heads.
Oh, boy.
With a beer called Dirty Heads. It's a session.
How creative.
It's a session ale with pineapple.
Yeah, we're just going to shit on each other for the rest of the show. So.
That's all we got. So that's all my Bincots. I've already stepped on some of the
you're looking out Bincots. For us.
Looking out for us. Sorry. Thank you for checking me. Sorry.
And the show has gone to a new low.
Matt, looking out for us.
Over the Falls, unfiltered double IPA from Pizza Port. I wanna. They're a small batch.
There are
batch
no
or,
falls in San see. Diego.
So I want to know what that's all about. That. Then the Beachwood, Beachwood,
Beachwood
has 6 packs of their Mocha Machine in cans.
Oh.
I want that.
I will tell you one place in the Fresno area that gets Beachwood sometimes is the. Out in the Madera Ranchos, the liquor store out in the Ranchos.
What?
I saw it this week. They had the Amalgamator.
What?
6 packs of Amalgamator.
Bring
it's
a,
old.
Come on, bro. Bring
it. Yeah, I didn't get it.
Bring a show 6-pack.
But I don't know. Maybe it could pop in there. I'm just saying. Go ahead.
Then I'm also looking out for Nelson, baby. Yep.
Nelson, baby. Nelson, comma, baby. Nelson, baby.
Not a Nelson, baby, but a Nelson, baby.
Yep, exactly. A Nelson, baby. I'd love to have a Nelson, baby.
It's oh, do you mean Nelson, Nelson baby. Baby?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's eat, Grandpa. No. Let's eat, Grandpa.
See? See
commas
the power
make a difference.
The power of a comma?
Nick? We would love to have you for dinner. Wait, what?
We're going to fucking eat you.
We eat you.
You should go look up Canadian Thanksgiving with Justin Long. Fucking amazing.
Ah, there you go.
All right. Wait till the show's over.
If you're over Halloween.
Pause it and come back to the show.
No, no, yeah. If you're over Halloween, just Canadian Thanksgiving. It has Ellen Page and Justin Long. Wonderful.
Ooh.
Yep. Go watch it.
Nick,
right,
looking
right
out
now.
For
right now.
Right now.
Just,
right now.
Just hit pause. Yeah, go watch it. Come back.
Okay.
If you're angry with me, leave a voicemail.
I'm angry with you. I'm going to voicemail.
That
you.
Is the word. I have wasted 10 minutes of my life.
Nick, looking out for.
Trying to think. What's the.
Trying to think, but nothing happens.
Portlandia.
Portlandia? Yeah, it's a good show. I miss it. I wish the it was girl's still name? Around. Carrie
Brownstein.
Brownstein.
Yep.
With the mustache, looks like Justin Long.
Yeah, oh yeah. And Justin Long was on this.
Yeah, show.
Is it Sid? That's not Sid.
Yeah, when she plays a guy.
Yeah.
The guy character that's all the cars.
And the motorcycles, yeah. I don't know.
It's pretty good. And he's doing this? Come on, we should go down there. I think that would be fun.
No, babe, I can't do that.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they probably made the character not knowing that it kind of looks mm-hmm. like Justin Long. So he's like, yeah, it kind of looks like Justin Long.
Yeah, that was an
actor. And they're like, oh, shit, it does. Somebody call him.
Get him on the show.
Get him on the show. Lance.
Lance.
Lance. Do the. You can say it.
What?
You already did the accent of Fred Armisen.
Lance.
There you go.
Lance. Oh my gosh. You're so. Oh my gosh. You're so nice.
Oh boy.
We should sorry, get I brought that up.
Wow. How is that the first tangent of the episode?
I've just been lacking the tangent, hitting the tangent button.
Not doing our job.
We're in the third hour of the third. Show now.
Welcome to hour three.
Welcome to hour three of the Perfect Pour.
And we're done.
Usually
pour.
This only happens when we have a guest.
Perfect Pour XXXL.
XXXL.
That's right.
That's right. You're only paying 99 cents more for that third hour. So don't worry. Yes. We'll charge you only.
Of course, on the downside,
more.
We're quitting until January.
Yeah, that's it. Ooh, that sounds like.
This Trillium is actually. A lot better than I thought of. It lives up to the hype.
From Halloween to
this beer. This is living up
New
to the
Year's
hype.
New Year's, we're done.
Or it could be like Dorktown. Wait, take off from April to December.
We get a vacation?
No.
Oh.
No vacation.
It ain't a vacation. We just won't be here.
Yeah. You can take a vacation. You'll just be here with the microphone.
We show up to the studio and there's a board across the door that just says no.
No vacancy. All right. That's when I get in trouble with the producer. That's what will happen. You'll know what happened. I'm like, oh, Mike pissed off his wife again.
Oh, boy.
Don't ask.
No.
All we got to do to get out of here is piss off
Peggy. Yeah.
The producer?
Peggy, and then you'll be...
Sorry.
You get kicked out of here.
No,
I slipped.
You always send us a message where you're like, I hope you guys can fend for yourself. There's $20 taped to the refrigerator.
I can't
please
make it out there.
Figure out how to podcast.
Figure it out. Do podcasts without me. Oh, man. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. We're having a good time. Is that all you're looking out for, Nick?
Did I look out for one?
I don't know. I really don't. Did you look out for beers?
Trillium's Color and Grain Imperial Stout, aged on white oak and chocolate.
Are you sure you don't want Cutting Tiles? Because we have that right here.
Oh, well, that'll do.
Because we can
close
provide
enough.
That beer.
Nailed it.
Wow. So you had that Trillium beer in your looking out for us before this Trillium showed
up
in the show?
True.
Wow. Weird.
Weird.
Weird, bro.
Weird.
Weird.
That's weird.
Why do you say it like that?
Weird. Weird. Say what?
What do you
say
mean?
Weep. Any more? That
no.
was it?
Let's move on.
Wow.
Is okay. Cutting Tiles out, like, out on the
out
tiles?
Out on the tiles.
That's like if you do tile work. You gotta tile a bathroom. You gotta have that
that cutter with the water running through the cutter so it just fuck it up.
What about the pliers that has the little the scoring wheel on one side and you pinch it? That's like the same thing, right?
Just don't tile your house. It's a gigantic pain in the ass. Just hire someone. Jeez.
This guy's done too.
I did a tiny bathroom, like tiny bathroom in my old house. And that was enough.
Uh-huh.
Like, nope, never doing that again.
You're like, fuck you all this.
Yep. And it looked like shit too. Like, no, never again. You all can fuck off.
That's right.
Somebody else needs to
my
do this.
My entire house is 800 square feet, so I'll tile the whole thing if I want to.
You're insane.
That's right.
You're insane.
So you're the kind of guy that you would get some budget.
I'll just wait till I have enough
money.
You
would tap into your beer budget just so some other guy can tile your bathroom.
Yep.
All right.
Well, if you went into the main house, you'll see that there's still carpet in places that there shouldn't be carpet in that house. Many years. Because I'm waiting to have the budget.
But it's so warm on the feet.
Oh, it's so nice on the feet. Carpet. Underrated carpet. Just telling you. Big God, Dragon, we're way behind. So let's see. Is there anything of interest that I had this week? Mikey Top Pour on Untappd. If you haven't already, come on now. You've got to do it. Oh, it did go to that Fulton Street party down there at the Tioga's. I had a next episode on draft. My first time having it on a draft. And I did a thing where I already had a cup, empty cup that I'd emptied. And I like to put like a second, you know, a cup around a new cup. Because Togo, you know, if you guys are running, if it's a big event, you guys are serving plastic cups out of plastic cups. Mm. So I was like, oh, I like to have a plastic cup and then I'll put the new beer in this old plastic cup, and then there's like an insulation. And,
it's a buffer, yeah.
Yeah, buffer.
Budget Yeti.
Yeah, so like, so
double wall.
So he gave me the new beer, and I put it in there, and like half of it spilled out onto the bar. I was like, sorry, bro. And it did not faze him at all. It was like he maybe he's seen it 1,000 times, and he already had the huge rag waiting. Like for dumbasses like me, and he just wipes it up.
Damn.
Like I spilled half the beer, and I was like, "Oh, sorry." Man. And he did not. I was like, "Oh man, I'm so sorry." And he did not acknowledge me, and just wiped it up. I was like, "I'm just gonna move on now."
You're holding up the line, sir.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, don't be cute like me and try to do two cups in one. And when you've already
it's
had a couple
insulated,
beers.
I'm
insulating. Yeah, that's
keep my beer cold.
Yeah, that's real.
There's cute. A layer of air.
It's real
between
cute.
The cups.
Layer of air.
Two cups, one Mikey.
And I also had more revision. I fishing off the revision. Revision. Never mind. Who gives a fuck, Matt?
Regular old revision.
Regular old.
See,
revision.
You're feeling guilty about the Untappd check-ins now, aren't you?
Yep. Now I'm feeling guilty.
Fulton Street. Fresh Haze and this Einstock Porter.
Boom.
Those are the things I've been drinking at home.
Bearded Bird
87. And some whiskey, but that's beside the
whiskey.
Point.
Oh, I had
that's
a little whiskey.
That's for the
whiskey.
Perfect dram.
I had a little whiskey in the Sierra Nevada before this episode tonight, earlier this evening. That's what did it. That's what ruined everything. Ruined the life. Bearded Bird 87 on Untappd. Mm-hmm. Be his friend. The Nick 80 on Untappd.
You guys are going to love this.
Oh, man. I can't wait. Third hour, Nick.
Port Brewing. I thought it would be a great idea.
They're like a small brewer. Under
15,000?
Yeah, under 15,000 barrels.
They said, hey, wouldn't this be awesome if we put 19.2 ounces of 11% beer in a can?
Mm-hmm.
And then sold it for $7.
What? What?
You're all, I'm interested.
Yes. I don't give a shit what it tastes like.
Yeah. Hop 15 Ale is a double IPA from Port Brewing. And they come in the stovepipe cans.
Oh, my gosh.
And BevMo what messed up and priced them just right.
Wah, 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 wah. The market has those as well.
Yeah. That's a good idea. You guys should do that.
Good idea.
19.2 ounces.
That beer. That beer was a GABF medal winning IPA.
I'm sure this was more made well before they thought about submitting it to GABF. But being a double with that high percentage, it had some shelf life to it.
All right. So that was my, Louis.
That was my bender for the weekend.
All right. Wow, that was Bencott's. You had your personal bender, personal beer fest?
Yes, that got me ripped. That and a revision 12-ounce can got me pretty...
That's enough.
Feeling good.
Oh, 12-ounce cans. Paul from Fairfax. We didn't hear from Paul this week.
What?
The heck, man?
Boo.
We love Paul so much.
Why are you so busy?
Cheers to Paul. Why stop being busy?
Cheers. He's getting ready for Halloween.
You and your many jobs.
Cheers to... Yeah, make sure to check out Iron Springs Pub in Marin County on Saturdays. That's when Paul is there. So if you're ever in San Francisco, go get up the north Golden Gate Bridge.
Is Paul working?
Is Paul here?
He's on the landline right now. I'm sorry.
He's making a 3-minute call on the landline. I don't know why it's so specific, but
he's not expecting any guests.
Sorry, Paul's not expecting anyone. I'll let him know you came by. Thank you. That's all I needed.
He's busy hanging up on people.
He's busy singing back there.
Yeah, can you make sure the schnooter valves are closed?
He's doing drumming and schnooter valving. Cheers to our golden gods of always, the golden gods of the perfect pour. These people, they make somehow they make money. I don't know how, but they do. And they give it to us, $5 of their own money. Mm-hmm. They give it to us, $5, even more. Every month, and they just give it to us, and we waste it away on beer and internet rates. And so thank you guys, the Golden Gods, patreon.com/perfectpour. If you're like, what's all this about? If you want to donate to the show, that's a way you can do it, and you get to hear the tailgate before the show. That's cool, right? I hope so. So thank you guys. It's appreciated. It keeps the show running. No matter how bad it gets around here, the show keeps running because the Golden Gods are there helping out. Also, cheers to Felix Brews, Single Cam Slam, Tony Bags with a Z. These are all social media handles, by the way. Hoosecraft with a W. Hoosecraft. PIB Beer. It's Pacific Islander Beer Company. Then they're in the San Diego area. So, and cheers to everyone that shares the show on their own social media or rates the show on iTunes, gives a review on iTunes, or just subscribes on iTunes or any of your podcast apps. That's always appreciated. Or just talk about it amongst your beer friends. Cheers to you. Matt, you have some cheers.
Cheers out to our friend Gumby. Thank you for the awesome beer donations. Yay. That would not normally come our way. Cheers out to Zach's Brewing.
Oh my gosh.
Because you're brewing beers.
Oh my gosh.
For
doing the second part of your name.
And then cheers out to Mikey. You told me stuff on Saturday. I don't know if I can share, but cheers out to you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm going to be an uncle, knock on wood.
What?
For the first time ever.
What?
Oldest uncle in America, I think.
Well, yeah, cheers out to you, man. It's a cool thing to be. I know from experience, so.
All right. We'll see. Nick.
Hello.
Some cheers.
Cheers to our Florida reps for doing things for us and answering my call. Yeah, no, they came through for me. I was curious what was going on down there, and they helped me out. I like that they got the eye on the sky down there in Florida.
Yeah.
They know what's happening in the beer world.
Keeping tabs.
Cheers to Instagram handle Brewery District Fresno.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if they're going to keep an eye on
it. Do you know who that is?
No clue who's doing it.
On there on Instagram.
They better do a good job. Brewery
District Fresno, yeah. Yeah, that Ale Trail, bro.
Ale Trail.
It's about to be a real thing. Finally, yes. Zax is going to actually make the Ale Trail real.
We have a real Ale Trail.
So whoever has the Brewery District Instagram is different from Ale Trail. Because if you look at that, they also have Mural District, Tower District. They have all the districts.
I got all the districts.
They're claimed.
They're claimed.
All right. Well, cheers to all those people.
And name of the episode from Instagram, I drank that beer.
No, I drank that beer.
No, I drank that beer.
I drank that
beer. You can't tell me what I drank.
Mm-hmm. I drank that beer.
But I just did.
Cheers. Yeah, cheers to my sister.
Oh. The other C.
Gonna make me an uncle. That's all that is. She's making, like, I gotta make my brother a nephew.
Damn it.
That's all she cares. Because
you must have tons of disposable income.
Right. Yeah.
She's spoil, like, this kid.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be the best beer geek you've ever seen.
See all those things he's collected on the back wall?
Start selling it off.
That's going to go to his nephew right there. That's the whole reason why
he's going to hate
Star Wars.
Look for the eBay handle. Maybe.
I hate
top
Star
four.
Wars. My uncle talks about Star Wars all the freaking time. I hate it.
Wouldn't eBay that handle, be Mikey
the worst
four.
Thing? Is they're like, I don't care about music. I don't care about Star Wars. I don't care about Harrison Ford, which is kind of the same thing, but different.
Well, guess what, bro? I don't care about you.
And I don't care about baseball.
No!
Or comics. What if they just said all those things? You're just like, what?
I like math.
Would you get
math?
All...
What's that ever going to do for you?
Would you get all Red Foreman on them, or what?
Yep. Dumbass.
Dumbass.
You gotta like Star Wars, dumbass. Ah, oh, dang. Oh, thanks, guys, for listening to the show.
What is that?
I don't know what I'm doing.
We're just now ending voicemails?
No.
Oh.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, gosh.
I meant to do that. Anyone still here? It's hour three, guys.
Are you just saying that?
I am the one hiding under your bed. Teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
What part of the right is that from? Oh, now we're on Nightmare After Christmas. I was like, what part of Haunted Mansion is this?
That's right.
Right.
This is either before the dining room or after the dining room.
Yeah.
I'm just going to give you that.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. If you're still here, you're awesome.
You survived.
Hope you had a great October. November's coming. All the spice beers. Oh, spice beer
spice
episode.
Spice beers.
Spice beer episode is coming. Matt loves it. Matt's okay with the spice.
I'm okay with winter warmers.
Winter warmers. Not okay with the pumpkins.
All
right.
It's not a pumpkin beer.
It's not a
it's
pumpkin
It's all spice.
Beer.
I don't like all spice.
All right. Well, put those allspice beers down and have a great week. Be safe. Have fun. Check your dates. Thanks for listening. Hey, guys. Zaxburg's a real brewery.